With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The traditional signing day for college football was always in the first Wednesday in February. It's now taken backstage to the early signing day in December. But it is kind of a closure point because whoever didn't sign in December will sign this time and we'll can really kind of get a feel for who the best classes are. In essence, a lot of the snap reaction is not very valid or realistic or accurate. But what we can do is look at the classes and kind of look at who some of the best classes are in terms of numbers, in terms of quality, and then go from there. Georgia Bulldogs had another top-ranked class for Kirby Smart. And if you want to get further breakdowns on all of these classes, head on over to LandryFootball.com. We've got the full coaching, scouting analysis, former recruiting coordinator in college, NFL scouting director. You can get the best information around on college football and the NFL at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share for free to this podcast by looking up for the Landry Football Podcast Network. The powerhouse in Athens continues. 34 commitments, four-star signings, cornerback Ellis Robinson, the fourth, safety K.J. Bolden, a late flip from Florida State during the early signing period. They reloaded the defense and got a team that's very, very capable. Alabama in the SEC also did a really good job. They had some five stars walk away from the program after Nick Saban's retirement. Probably would have had the number one class, including Downs and Saban. But Alabama since plugged some holes and got some talent in there. They've got probably no program assigned a healthier number of elite defensive prospects in the secondary for this cycle, including five-star corners Xavier Brown and Jalen Mabuke. I thought Ohio State had a great class, 29 commitments. They got Jeremiah Smith, the top-ranked player in the 24th class, a future first-round receiver. He announced a signing with the Buckeyes during the early period, but the coaching staff had to sweat it out late. They were able to get that done. They also got former Alabama freshman All-American safety Caleb Downs, Alabama five-star quarterback Julian Sand, and Quinshon Judkins, the number one running back on the market from Ole Miss. Class from top to bottom, big time national championship implications. Oregon would be the second best program in the Big Ten. Get used to that, okay? Top five class, 38 commitments, tied for the largest signing class inside the top 10. Dan Lanning and the Ducks revamped their roster. Edge rusher Elijah Rushing is a five-star guy. The Ducks got secured a quarterback for years to come, with Dylan Gabriel from Oklahoma, Dante Moore from UCLA in the transfer market. In addition to rushing, they signed five additional top 100 prospects. So they were right on the heels of Ohio State in terms of best class within the Big Ten. Texas would be the next best class in the SEC behind Georgia and Alabama. 30 commitments, banking on momentum sustained by the first college football playoff appearance. The Longhorns entered the SEC with an expansive freshman talent. The five-star signing of Colin Simmons, a pass rush linebacker, St. Louis native wideout Ryan Wingo. Nearly half of the Longhorns' eight transfer portal signings came from Alabama, including tight end Amari Nyblack and speedster Isaiah Bond. Quinn Ewers has got a lot of weapons. Outside of the national playoff caliber programs that had great classes, Miami. 36 commitments. Mario Cristobal cleaned up in Florida with several of the state's top 10 prospects, landed several impact defensive linemen and pass rushers, including five-star Justin Scott. Miami's biggest portal signing this cycle was Washington State quarterback Cam Ward, who passed on the opportunity to enter the
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
24 NFL draft to play another year of college ball in the ACC. Auburn, with their 30 commitments, anchored by five-star Cam Coleman, a wide receiver, and Amaris Williams, an edge rusher. Hugh Freeze had a really good class. They need to improve at several playmaker positions, and that priority's kind of checked off a little bit. They've got a four-star pass catcher in Perry Thompson from Alabaster. Another big-time win for Freeze and his staff. They've got nine transfers as well. Notre Dame, 31 commitments. Marcus Freeman flipped his wide receiver room with several 24 freshman signings, three additional additions from the transfer portal, including Clemson's Bo Collins, Jaden Harrison from Marshall. Notre Dame solved its quarterback dilemma, at least for the time being, with the signing of Duke's Riley Leonard on the market. With nearly two dozen early enrollees, they expect several members of the freshman class to compete for jobs on their two deep. LSU, 35 commitments, wide receiver aid, new bodies in the secondary, will focal points, coming off a 10-win season that fell short of elite expectations. Brian Kelly overhauling his defensive coaching staff and his roster on that side of the football. They hope to get immediate results. They signed Liberty's C.J. Daniels, Mississippi State Javian Thomas from the portal. LSU's got three freshman wideouts coming in that are really good-looking players. Florida State, 38 commitments. Like Oregon, they're tied for the most signings with 38. A roster revamp of sorts under Mike Norvell, coming off the program's unbeaten run through the ACC. Watching five-star safety K.J. Bowden flip to Georgia at the last minute was deflating in December, but this class has plenty of juice and elite talent at the top. Love four-star Charles Lester III, Jamari Howard, both Florida natives. In the portal, they've got some big-time talent, including Oregon State quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, who's back in the ACC after spending some time at Clemson before going out west to Oregon State. Tennessee, another good SEC class of 29. Reloading at wideout was a priority. Josh Heupel delivered with a pair of four-star signings. Mac Matthews, Braylon Staley. Eight transfers are coming as well, including LSU five-star tackle Lance Hurd. Fills an immediate need at tackle. Tulane wideout Chris Brazil arrives with the instant impact potential. Notre Dame tight end Holden Stas is another new target. So they've done a nice job there. Florida and Billy Napier, it wasn't maybe as good as they had hoped, but still a very good class, 30 commitments. They suffered some decommitments in the fine hours during the early signing period.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That pushed the group outside the top 10. However, holding on to DJ Lagway, the quarterback, and L.J. McCray at edge rusher was a necessity for Billy Napier, and he did. Miles Graham at linebacker might be the best player from the class, getting early playing time. Really good one. Oklahoma, 39 commits. Five-star defensive lineman David Stone is everything Brent Venables wanted in a premier pass rusher and a run stopper. Oklahoma was able to get him. They signed nearly a dozen transfers coming off a 10-win season ahead of their first campaign in the SEC. Quarterback room is set with Jackson Arnold, an FAU transfer, Casey Thompson, who played at Texas and Nebraska previously. They're getting a go-to weapon in Deion Burks, a go-to weapon from Purdue. Penn State, 31 commits, well-rounded group. Five-star tight end Luke Reynolds is the headliner. It's followed up by another top 10, 100 prospect and offensive lineman Cooper Cousins, improving at wideout and replacing talent at corner were other musts in the cycle. Former Ohio State wide receiver Julian Fleming has a chance to be the number one receiver for them next fall, with Drew Aller calling the shots at quarterback. Clemson, nice class of 22 commitments. The only program inside the top 25 in recruiting without a single transfer portal signing. They strengthened his roster with young talent from the prep level, several potential freshman stars in the group, including five-star Sammy Brown, wide receiver T.J. Moore. They've got desperate need for a big play threat on the outside in recent years, and that's a level of expertise that Moore has been able to provide in year one. Keep an eye on Brian Wesco as well. Texas A&M had a good class. They've got 38, 40 commitments. Given first-year Mike Telco, given that it's a first-year coach and Mike Elko, give him a ton of credit for helping the Aggies land a top 20 class. Much of that coming via the transfer portal, signed a top five portal class with 23 transfers. They held on to Terry Bussey as well, and Wednesday was a major victory for them. Ole Miss had a good class, number one transfer portal class, no doubt. They landed 17 portal guys, including former Texas A&M five-star Walter Nolan, South Carolina's most dynamic offensive player, and Antoine Wells, and LSU running back Logan Diggs. South Carolina, 36 commits. They went transfer heavy as well with a number of key acquisitions, including three running backs. But the biggest name in 24 for South Carolina are incoming freshman Dylan Stewart, five-star edge, along with Josiah Thompson, elite offensive tackle, rated the number one player in the state. They signed four of the top five prospects in the state in 24. It's a personal best for Shane Beamer. Michigan held on to a top 20 class barely, but they did, 29. First-year coach Jerron Moore played a major role in signing a number of these players, most knowing that Jim Harbaugh is leaving the NFL was realistically going to happen. That landed 14 four-stars and two transfers in the cycle. Good class that probably will get better in future years. USC, a little disappointing to them to be is barely getting in the top 20. 31 commits. Lincoln Riley stuck to his portal guns with 11 additions on the transfer market, most of which came to Los Angeles from the Power Five. He signed two top 100 freshman prospects, and both star along the line of scrimmage. Offensive lineman Jason Zambanilla and pass rusher Cameron Fountain, both were out-of-state signees. Missouri had a good class, building off of an exciting season. 31 commits, five-star defensive lineman William Nwari, potential game changer for the new look defense that strengthens the likelihood of more success up front, even after the loss of defensive coordinator Blake Baker to LSU. Much of Missouri's recruiting work this cycle came on the portal, where the Tigers signed more than a handful of plug and play starters, mainly Clemson corner Torian Pride. Colorado, 30 commits. They overhauled their offensive line with a new assortment of talent in the portal. The arrival of five-star Jordan Seaton, the top-rated player at his position.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
2 dozen transfers make up Colorado's 30-member signing class. The roster game plan for them has not changed as they enter the Big 12. Nebraska, good class. 35 commits. Five-star quarterback Dylan Raiola was a flip from Georgia during the early signing period and the highest profile recruit the Huskers have signed in recent years. Certainly special and has a chance to start as a true freshman at Nebraska. Matt Rhule was more selective in the portal ahead of his second season, landing 6 players, including former Texas wideout Isaiah Neer. Wisconsin at 34 commits. Luke Fickell signed a dozen transfers to aid in Wisconsin's semi-rebuilding heading into his second season in a considerably more difficult and expanding Big Ten in 24. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke is a former multi-starter at Miami. It's the highest profile name within this group of newcomers in Madison. And then Kentucky, 31 commits. Mark Stoops, top 3 highest rated signings are all pass rushers, further proving the point that the Wildcats continue their physical mentality up front. They welcome 10 transfers as well, including former Georgia 5-star signing Brock Vandereth at quarterback after losing offensive coordinator Leon Colm to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week. They still got to hire an offensive coordinator before spring starts, but pretty good class. So that was a look at the top 25 or so classes that kind of lead the way. Heavy SEC and Big Ten oriented, as we mentioned. So it's where the strength is in college football, and it starts in recruiting. You want more detailed breakdowns of these classes and recruiting in general, as well as everything to do transfer portal, the NFL draft, NFL free agency, head on over to LandryFootball.com and take advantage of our scouting season offer. That will get you not only all of the off-season scouting information, but it'll take you all the way through next football season to this year, at this time next year. So check it out today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Got tons more information on the Senior Bowl coming up in the next few days leading up to that. And then we'll get into our off-season mold next week after the football season is complete post-Super Bowl. Appreciate you joining us. Spread the word if you would. Subscribe, like, and share for free the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great one, everybody. Talk to you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.